The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America, welcome, welcome, welcome to this version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney. We got a bunch of great guests coming up on this hour of America tonight. Maureen St. Germain. We also have Steve Sokov as well, and Dr. Brandon Brock. And Dr. Brock specifically deals in head injuries, so any kind of brain damage sort of things. On a ski slope, something happens to you. Is that not the first face you want to see? The face of hope. The face of expertise. The face that, of somebody that can help you. I would say that is exactly what I would look for. All right, speaking of help, I feel like I'm almost talking about this too much, that it's way over the top, except for that. You have families that are depending on support. They're depending on support from Israel. They're depending on support from the Palestinians. So it is a very precarious way that you have to deal with the situation. Very, very precarious. Looks like the ceasefire gets extended for another 72 hours. Maybe they can figure something out where it becomes more long-term. I don't know that they're ever going to have a hardcore conversation with, along these lines or not. It's not looking good. Let's put it that way. It's not looking good. In case you missed it, on this show, we do a thing called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Also, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. There's a business to be in, the shredding business. How many people have documents shredded at offices? How many people would like to forget certain things that they want to shred them? You know, once a year at Times Square in New York City, they have sort of like a shred-a-thon. You can take whatever one item it is that you want to shred, and you go up to the big shredder, and you shred in front of, you know, however many hundreds of people are there. I think it's a brilliant thing. And it's become a big fundraising tool for a lot of schools and a lot of others as well. And when I say fundraising, it's amazing how quickly the calls will come in. Bravo to all those people who respond immediately. Give yourself a pat on the back. This may be one of the worst things that I've heard, and I'm going to pass it on to you. The story about a boy 12 years old who called 911 and said, please come do something, please. So one of the kids pulled out a knife and stabbed one of the other children. The two boys had just met on the playground, so imagine how they felt. And how does that happen? Unsupervised, I suppose. Unsupervised would be what I would think. So you have one family who are grieving beyond belief, and another family after a 9-year-old was stabbed, a boy at the playground in his neighborhood. You have to think that they're these people are just so distraught. So the kid's name was Michael Connor. And he was playing with three other kids when one of the kids, for an unknown reason, pulled out a knife and repeatedly stabbed one of the other kids. So the 12-year-old is Jamarian Lawhorn. A motive, if there is one, isn't known at this point. It's always the frustrating area for us who day in and day out do these stories. What's the point? What's the point? A motive would be good. But no such luck at this point. It's a roll of the dice as to whether or not there will be. Man. Often at the top we don't do this, but we will this time around because this story transcends harder news. When you go by one name, you're a rock star. People know you. Period. End of story. Who goes by one name? Tiger Woods. That's the man. Heading into the PGA after withdrawing last week from a tournament because he tweaked his boss. Something fierce. And with the injuries, it was time to say, okay, I think that there's a message here and I better heed this message. Better heed it. I mentioned this already, but worth mentioning again. Dr. Brandon Brock, Steve Sokup, and Martin St. Germain. The thing with the concussions, Dr. Brandon talks about concussions and how many more he's seeing than he used to ever see. So there is some concessions that they make in Florida, according to the terrain. And the terrain fits them the best. So the hot or the cold, here's your question. Hot or cold, which one are you picking? I'm going with hot. I want the food to be hot, unless it's an inconvenience. And then it might be a question of going out, grabbing a bunch of people to go, you know, ultimately to go out. So if that makes any sense. Kind of a non sequitur, but thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. So we have Brandon Brock. We have also as well Steve Sokup and Maureen St. Germain tagging along or probably trying to tag along in this particular show. Which reminds me, a big shout out to our pals at WSRQ. Great staff. Great, great, great people. And great lineups locally for them and nationally. Very excited that America Tonight is part of that group. I think they're a station that is really soaring. And they have a lot of good people around them, which is what it takes. So big shout out to one of my favorite new affiliates. I know a lot of people may be listening to us right now in Sarasota. Kind of a housekeeping thing, but just a reminder, if you want to nominate anyone for some of the things that we've been talking about, the way you do that is send it to us at americatonight.net. You can just tell us a little bit about them and what category you think they fit into. Very easy. Easy peasy, as I'm fond of saying. Send it our way, and maybe we'll consider them. Wouldn't a fun surprise visit do it? Oh, that would knock me over. That would just push me, I think, probably over the top. Probably would. In the world we live in now, it's first place. They should just hand them the ribbons beforehand. All right, here's what you won. I hope it makes sense. I hope we're making sense. Coming up next, a lot more here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Boy, I can't tell you how many times we've talked about this here on America Tonight, about what now is going on with concussions, especially from the world of sports, but even beyond the world of sports. So in our virtual green room, we're going to go to him in a second, is Dr. Brandon Brock from the Carrick Brain Centers in Dallas, and he has treated countless student athletes and a lot of former NFL players suffering from concussions and some other serious head injuries. A new law kicks in soon. California lawmakers have this plan to make football safer for middle school and high school players. So the California state law passed just the other week bans full contact football practices during the off season. Schools will be forced to limit full contact practices to 2 90-minute sessions per week. It's already happening in Texas. Dr. Brock, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so you saw that, you know, in talking about California, we've seen that now in Texas, this is already in its second year of this new rule. What have we seen as a result of that? I mean, I would imagine you support that because that has to be less wear and tear, for lack of a better way to describe it, on the brain, right?
Yeah, we don't like to see any head injuries, and there's just way too many of them, unfortunately, and we're seeing them in younger and younger kids. And the other thing is that these kids are playing, you know, club football, so they're getting hit all year round. So what they're really trying to do is reduce the amount of cumulative trauma and just kind of give them a break, because parents and coaches and everybody's pushing these kids so much that they keep getting these real subtle, small head injuries. And over time, they add up to the point to where they start having big, big problems, even though they don't suffer a massive blow. It's just an accumulation of small injuries.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty serious, right? I mean, we could pull out all kinds of statistics, and we see it across the board in different sports with these young athletes. And because kids, to idolize athletes, and they want to play. They want to play the sports to the best level they can. And so times and equipment are a lot different than I think they used to be. So are you still seeing more of that among the younger kind of athlete than anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, TV is sensationalizing a lot of these athletes, and younger kids, you know, are watching TV. They want to be their heroes, which, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's really pretty cool to be able to, you know, to try to aspire to be something. But, you know, we have these younger kids, and they have weaker necks, and they have weaker biomechanics. And so they're a lot more prone to getting head injuries when they have weaker necks. I mean, we're really big advocates that you should have a strong neck and be able to support your frame, because you have a lot lower probability of having a head injury whenever you can do that. But we really are seeing younger and younger kids have more and more head injuries. And as it accumulates, they get into high school, it really starts to affect their grades and their ability to perform.
Oh, yeah. I you would assume that that would really make them struggle there. So what are the symptoms?
Well, some of the symptoms, you know, obviously if you had a head injury or if you had some sort of trauma that you think might be affecting the brain, of course, one of the things that we see most common is headaches. The next thing that we see is some irritability, and then, of course, not being able to sleep. And if somebody has, you know, symptoms where they're just not right, or they can't remember where they're at, or they can't remember other things that they typically would remember all the time, you know, you really need to get them to the hospital or the emergency room, because they could have a slow bleed or an increase of intracranial pressure that could really be changing their function. So there's so many things, but one of the things we see the most is they just aren't who they used to be, and so they don't quite perform academically the way they did, or they can't retain the amount of information that they used to when they read, or maybe their math skills kind of decline a little bit, or maybe their coordination slips downhill a little bit. And we take those things and we retrain them and improve them and make the person perform better so that their brain can heal up.
So obviously retraining them and letting the brain heal up is one of the things you do. What are some of the other treatments that you do at the Carrick Brain Centers that you can offer to the younger athletes that have these head injuries?
Well, one of the things that we do is, you know, we do baseline testing, which is really good. And we want to do more baseline testing so we can know where students are at before and after injury. Some of the other stuff that we do is, you know, general neurology, where we look at, you know, all kinds of injuries, not just head injuries. But with these younger athletes, we give them a really good evaluation. It evaluates all of their reflexes. It evaluates their whole brain. And it really gives us a good indicator, I think, as to whether or not somebody is safe to play or not. And that's always the big question. Is it safe for them to play? When can they return? And we can give a very objective answer that is so clear that it can help coaches, parents, and students make a decision that we feel is pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't want to see any head injuries, but once you have one concussion, is there a limit to how many, like, whoa, I think maybe I hate to tell you this, but maybe you should kind of step aside from sports. Have you ever had to say that to anyone or some of the doctors you've worked with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can have one really, really, really bad one, and that's it. Or you can have two, three, or four little ones that just didn't have enough time to heal. And you got to remember that if you've had one head injury that doesn't completely resolve and you get another head injury on top of that, it's going to last, or it's going to have greater symptoms with less head injury. And it's going to have a greater probability of staying longer, healing slower, and giving greater symptoms. So when we start seeing that occur, we just take them out, or we suggest that they just don't expose themselves to the damage anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Don't expose yourself to it. I mean, this is kind of a different question, but I was thinking about this today with soccer and some stories I know about young girls playing soccer. I would assume, and here we were talking about a football player, but I would assume mostly boys and men get more of these concussions. But are you seeing more young girls or more women coming in with concussions?
Well, it's the number two cause of concussion in high school athletes. And remember, a high school athlete is three times greater to suffer from a concussion than a college or professional athlete. So what we find is this: women can kick a soccer ball pretty much as hard as a guy, but their necks aren't as strong as men typically. So they suffer greater biomechanical whiplash, and so they concuss easier. And so we see an enormous amount of female soccer players, you know, and you just really feel bad for them because, you know, they just can't thrive. They're tired. They can't get their schoolwork done. You know, they start to drop out of college or they can't finish high school. And it's debilitating, and we see it a lot in female soccer. I mean, the only other sports that we see that much are hockey and football players.
Wow, so hockey and football. I'm not surprised, actually, by either one. I should say that. You know, we're talking about concussions, and we're speaking with Dr. Brandon Brock. Now, I wonder about concussions even from the fact that there's people that refuse. I mean, this might seem like a mundane thing, but I know there's people listening to us who are avid bike riders, and I've been with people who say, why should I wear a helmet? Does it make a big difference if you fly over the handlebars and you got that helmet on versus not?
Well, you know, helmets do two things. You know, first of all, when it comes to concussion, you know, the greater the helmet technology is not proportionate to the amount of protection from a concussion that you're going to get. Because you got to remember, the brain is like this little gelatinous thing floating around in your skull. So if you hit your head, it's still going to squish around inside there and you're still going to have a concussion. Now, a helmet can definitely reduce abrasions, it can reduce skull fractures, and it can reduce the amount of damage that you have to the outer portion of your skull, which ultimately can translate to greater damage inside your skull. I mean, if you fracture your head, you know, you can have a chip or a bone fragment that can poke into your brain and cause some real damage. So there's good and bad in regards to the helmets. One of the things we've seen is that this new technology comes out in football. It's like, this is the greatest helmet in the world, and this is going to protect you from everything. So now these guys hit each other with basically no fear, and they end up getting concussed. And a good case in point is rugby players. They have less concussions than, like, American football players because they know they can't use their head as a weapon indiscriminately. So they actually have less concussions in that sport than in just regular football.
Yeah. So I think it's worth saying this again, Doc. If people feel like they can't remember where they are, they're having lots of problems, not being themselves at all, it's important to get to the hospital, right? Get to the emergency room, something, because you want to get there before it's too late.
That's right. If you have a slow bleed, you know, inside your head, or if you have some sort of, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that can become very serious after a head injury. If you have any question, or if you just don't feel right, or if there's just anything, I mean, you're a hero either way. If you go and they're normal, then great, you rolled it out. And if you go and you find something really terrible that's fixed in the right amount of time, then of course that can be life-saving. So I personally don't deal with acute brain injuries, but I'm an advocate that if somebody has an acute or a brand new brain injury, you got to get to the ER or the hospital and get that taken care of before you come see me.
All right, I hope a lot of people were paying attention to this. I bet they were. Great, useful information. Dr. Brandon Brock from the Carrick Brain Centers in Dallas, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
America tonight in our virtual green room, Steve Soakup. Steve is the Culture of Life Foundation's new fellow in culture and economy. He is also the VP and publisher of the Political Forum. It's an independent research provider, and he's actually put out some very interesting things about what we've been talking about a lot on America Tonight, this immigration problem at the border. We're talking to Border Patrol agents and how awful it's gotten and how costly it was, and shocking to some what happened to the political life of the former majority leader, Eric Cantor. And we saw what his opinion was and listened to what his opinion was on immigration reform. Steve, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me about Cantor and your take on immigration and the position that he decided to take up, and how costly that was.
Well, it was obviously very costly. I don't think you can pin his loss on one single factor, but of the host of factors that played a role in that loss, I think immigration reform and his position on the issue was a very significant one. The majority leader was very much a holder of the establishment view on this, which is that we need to reform our immigration system. We need to do something comprehensive. And part of that would be to grant something, you know, sort of a de facto amnesty to those illegals that are here now, and then move on with securing our border after that was done. The problem with that is that it, among other things, the executive orders it issued by the Obama administration and just basically the culture of our immigration has created a number of incentives to prompt illegal immigrants to get here as quickly as they can, regardless of their likely legal status, in the hope of being part of this group that will be grandfathered in under the new immigration reform and receive some amnesty.
How much of a disservice do you think this is to the rest of America, what we're seeing and what ultimately looks like is going to continue to happen, this crazy system of incentives that has led to massive illegal immigration?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, this isn't an issue that should be handled the way it's being handled in a democratic society. Clearly, we have a division between the political establishment and the rest of the country. You know, what Angelo Codevilla has called the ruling class versus the country class. The people are not in favor of simply reforming immigration, granting amnesty, and then moving on from there. The people want to secure the border first and then to discuss how to reform the immigration system. But that's not the way our business leaders, that's not the way our political leaders, that's not the way the political establishment wants to move on this. They want to handle the reform and then worry about cleaning up the border at some later date.
Yeah. The do you think that this is saying cleaning it up at some later date? Do you think that is also a huge misstep, though? Because isn't this what we've been doing for decades?
Oh, absolutely. This is, you know, this is not the first time we've been through this. Obviously, in 1986, President Reagan signed legislation that granted de facto amnesty, and that was supposed to be the end of our illegal immigration problem, when in fact what it did was to create incentives for others to come. If they did it once, they'll do it again. If they granted amnesty to others who were already in there, they'll do it again. And what we're proposing now is, in fact, to make that presumption a fact. And so we will simply be adding to or strengthening the incentives for illegals to get into the country and the presumption that at some future date they will be legalized.
Yeah. The one thing that you wrote about, I thought it was interesting, and has been people talk about this a lot, the aspects of the Catholic Church being involved and the fact that you have the Conference of Catholic Bishops in the United States saying they support a comprehensive solution to illegal immigration, and they talk about a whole bunch of different reasons why. Why do you think this is just a huge misstep by them?
Well, I don't believe the bishops quite consider in the way they should the way that policy proposals affect people's behavior. You know, we've learned over the last probably 4 or 5 decades from the public choice people just how important incentives are in determining behavior. And I don't believe that the bishops or the church more generally consider incentives when they formulate their positions on issues, for example, immigration. They take a moral position, and when you read their position, there's nothing to argue with. They're absolutely right that people should have, you know, a basic human right to move to where they can provide a better life for their family. But turning that moral position into a policy position creates a number of troubling problems that leads to a complete mess, as we're seeing right now on our border.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we watch this, like you say, this mess, it just seems to get bigger, and every day there's a blunder here or there. A year down the line, what do you think we're going to be looking at here? Are we really going to have that conversation? What do you think it's going to take?
It's really hard to say what it would take for us to have this conversation. Right now, I think that the message sent by the voters in the majority leader's home district is a pretty powerful message. They said, look, we're not on board with what you're doing on a number of issues, and especially on immigration reform. And I think that this has had an impact throughout Washington. You get the Obama administration sending Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, down to Texas to inspect these holding facilities and to look at the problem. And you get the Vice President going down to Guatemala and saying, look, making this trip through Central America, through Mexico, over the American southern border is not worth it. It's dangerous. Don't do it. So I think that the Obama administration, among others, sees what happened to Majority Leader Cantor and have decided that they're going to try to at least put a better public face on what is happening, in large part based on their own policies.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. A couple of the pieces that you put out I thought were really interesting, and a lot of that we've talked about flushed out here. Have you gotten, what kind of feedback have you gotten from some of the stuff that you've written recently?
Well, obviously there's been a tremendous reaction to this immigration piece. This is obviously a very hot issue right now, and so this has probably been the best received and the most talked about piece of the ones I've written. But over the past several weeks, I've talked about the effect of the president's decision to leave Afghanistan and the condition that we'll be leaving Afghanistan and the political left's reaction to that, and sort of the hypocrisy involved in leaving two regimes, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, that essentially support Sharia law, which were the problem that we supposedly were going over there to solve. And so we have been the largest supporter and financer of radical Islamist belief in government by supporting the Afghan and Iraqi regimes and the constitutions they wrote that make Sharia the law of the land. That piece received quite a bit of attention as well. Those have probably been the two biggest pieces. But, we've also talked about health care. We've talked about, the morality of foreign policy and how Gnostic or millenarian utopian foreign policy tends to produce disfavorable results, which in a normal world would be considered morally abhorrent, but in our present state are considered morally beneficial because of the intentions behind them. So we've covered quite a few subjects, and it's a variety of things dealing with policy and politics and culture.
Yeah, and obviously this immigration, I think that's going to play a heavy part in the midterm elections. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it probably will. Again, this plays into the sort of establishment versus the country theme that we've been seeing in the Republican Party in particular over the last 4 or 5 years. The Tea Party obviously is a big part of that, and immigration reform plays into that theme. It pits your voters, your average Americans, against the political establishment, their congressman who's been there for 20 years, their senator who's been there for four terms. You're seeing that in Mississippi right now. You're seeing Senator Cochran having to go to a runoff in his primary contest because he's been there forever. And because the voters in the state of Mississippi have gotten the impression that he's out of touch with what they believe and has become more a creature of the Beltway than a creature of representation for the people of Mississippi. So, yeah, I think it'll be a big deal.
Yeah, I do, too. Steve Sokup, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll have to have you on again. You're terrific.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HV extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HV Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
America tonight. How often have you heard somebody say, man, I should have listened to my gut, or I should have seen it coming. I didn't see it coming. So what's that all about? It's something that a lot of us have a hard time defining, and others totally zero in on it and they get it. Maureen St. Germain is in our virtual green room, so she totally gets it. You can tell by this setup. She is the best-selling author of Be a Genie. Maureen, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
So the expression of I should have listened to my gut, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that, and I can't tell you how many times previously I've gone against what my gut told me to do, and then it's been absolutely disastrous. So what does that mean, and why is it that it seems women are usually better at that than men, actually?
Okay, well, first of all, you have a very healthy ego, so your ego wants to run the show because it keeps you safe and it got you where you are today. And when you get a feeling in your gut, that's like your symbol or signal coming in from your intuitive side, because everybody is reading the field that they're in with their intuition, with their, you know, nonlinear ability to receive information, but most people don't have a language for it. So one of the things I do is I help people get the language for those feelings, and then we play with it so that we learn what it's like, rather than trying to make it work on the important stuff. You know, when you're learning a language, you don't try to, you know, exchange, money, or you don't try to, buy your best meal when you're just learning a language. You play with it. You practice, and you practice common phrases. And so that's one of the ways we do it.
What's one of the first things that you can do to kind of bring those skills up or to cultivate them?
Yes, that's a good question. When you notice that you didn't follow it, then say to yourself, okay, the next time I have that kind of a feeling, I'm going to respond to it. So just respond to your failure, let's say, with a positive outcome, saying, okay, next time I definitely will follow it. Then when you have that feeling the next time, and you don't want to follow it because your ego and your will are trying to take care of you in the way that worked in the past, because the ego always judges the situation from past scenarios. Mm-hmm. So this time, when it comes up a second time, you stay with it and you say to yourself, okay, does this feel good? And you look at one scenario. Does this feel good? You look at another scenario. And you keep doing that till you find the scenario that feels good. So whenever you get that sinking feeling, this doesn't feel right, then just stop a minute and ask yourself a question. Now, one of the best ways to cultivate it is to do it in playful ways and in practice ways. So, for example, you're putting on a pair of shoes and you're trying to decide, should I wear the red shoes or the blue shoes? And hold the shoes in your hand. Say, okay, should I wear these shoes? Close your eyes and see what it feels like on the inside. And then put those shoes down and pick up another pair of shoes. Do these feel good? And you'd be surprised at how quickly your intuitive side goes, finally, we got through, like Helen Keller.
I love that. Did you always know you had this powerful intuition?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was the last person in the room to get stuff. And that's why I developed this technique, because I wanted to be able to have this ability on command and not just to come in once in a while. As a young person, I certainly had strong feelings, but I didn't know what to do with them, like most people.
So what would you say, I mean, if you could go back in time, would you have listened to that or cultivated that sooner?
Yes, I most certainly would have cultivated it sooner, but one of the things that happened to me is because I became a meditation teacher, I was in meditation a lot with my students, and in those meditations, I cultivated that skill by asking in my meditation, what could I do to teach my students to have better skill set? And in the process, I got it too.
Wow. Interesting. It's so powerful. See, that whole phrase about if I could have only known, if I saw it coming, that kind of thing. How can you see it a mile away? How do you recognize an intuitive message?
What happens is it's like the little kid trying to tell his dad, I have the answer to the problem that the dad's trying to solve. And the dad is saying, no, honey, don't bother me. I'm busy right now. And back and forth it goes. And then finally the father says, all right, what is it? What is it? And the child has the solution to the problem the father's trying to figure out. And the father says, why didn't you tell me sooner? And that's exactly what happens to us with our intuitive side, because we have strong egos that help protect us and keep us safe. So what we're doing is we're consciously deciding that it's okay to get intuitive information. And when you go through a practice period of like 6 weeks, where you're only doing playful questions, things that aren't important, what happens is the ego that's standing back and not caring about whether you have carrots or green beans or whether you go to this restaurant or that restaurant, what happens is the ego sees the outcome. Maybe you run into somebody you've been looking for, you know, months at the restaurant because you followed your intuition to that restaurant. Or maybe you decide to cook the chicken instead of the fish and you have the whole chicken and the neighbor, you know, rings the doorbell and they haven't had dinner and you say, come on in, we'll have dinner together. Stuff like that will start to happen with such regularity on unimportant questions that what happens is your ego is looking at this and is saying, it's just like the person who goes to the races and always wins. When they invite you to go along, you're going to go, yeah. And what are you going to do when they bet? You're going to bet with them. So what happens is then the ego begins to use a new past where you're asking your intuition to show you, and the ego doesn't have the need to fight. So it's easier and easier to hear it.
Yeah, boy. We're speaking with Maureen St. Germain here on America Tonight. She's written a book called Be a Genie. So you have to have some skeptics that sometimes approach you. Have you ever, to me, that would be the most satisfying thing. Have you ever had somebody massively skeptical about this, and then you teach them how to pay attention to it, and they can't believe what a game changer it is?
Yes, I have. And I've even had people ask questions that, you know, in the whole room were asked the same question. And this person believes they have the true answer. And when everybody gets the opposite answer that he's expecting, the look on their face is incredible. They're just like in shock. How can that be? And it's so interesting because this has happened numerous times. And, you know, you don't like to rub it in because that's not purposeful. Instead, you go, yeah, isn't that amazing? And you just keep right on going.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You keep right on going. All right, I bet you get asked this question, too, because, you know, we're all fascinated by the whole concept, idea, fantasy of time travel. So it's like that's why the Magic 8 Ball is so popular, or trying to really figure out what's happening in the future for some people anyway. Can you possibly do that? Can you use those skills to sort of move through time to foresee situations and prepare yourself for them?
As a person becomes more and more intuitive, yes. And there are even times when this gift goes even further and gets you to choose a different path because you have this skill and it will keep you out of trouble. One night when I was driving down the interstate between cities, I think I was actually driving between two major cities, and it was late and a semi went by me. And I probably was doing the speed limit and the semi was probably doing quite a bit faster. And my guidance, my intuitive knowing came in and said, get into the slipstream, you know, real close to that semi. And I couldn't believe it. So I asked again, yes, do it now. And we were coming upon an interchange where I was going to change to another highway. And I wondered what the semi was going to do. And sure enough, the truck driver went onto that ramp. And then suddenly the semi went to the far right onto the berm. And I'm being told, stay with it, stay with it. And when he went over to the berm, I asked again, yes, stay with it. And another car came the other way, 60 miles an hour, going the wrong way.
No. Oh, my gosh. That gives me the chills to even think about that. That had to be a crazy, wild moment for you.
It was. And when we got off the ramp to the next highway, I asked again, I still have to stay with this guy? Nope, you're fine. But, you know, a truck driver has the ability to know situations and to know that a specific action is the right thing to do. Whereas, you know, somebody who's not a seasoned driver like me, I wouldn't know. I might change lanes trying to get out of his way, you know, going one way and then the other. But the truck driver knew, get over here and stay there till this guy's out of the way.
Yeah. So you say one of the key things, bringing back around to what we talked about at the beginning of this for everybody listening across America, is you start with things that don't have a lot of meaning, fun things that you start with to get yourself to develop this more, right?
That's right. You practice on stuff you don't care about. If you really want to have a bonbon, don't be checking in on that one. Instead, just eat it and enjoy it. But if you're willing to not eat it, you just, you know, feel it. See how it feels. It's quite amazing.
I love that. I love that. I love that example. All right. Again, the book is Be a Genie. You can get it at Amazon.com. Maureen St. Germain, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's a pleasure to be on America Tonight.
Thank you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.